You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Ben. Welcome to the show. We're going to start off tonight with a live performance from Dream Loss. Let's go. Thank you.
Thank you. Take for Dream Loss. Thank you.
Dream Loss, live on CITR 101.9 FM, Life in Thunderbird, Radio Hell, sound engineered, Jay Arner. I'm Ben. I'll be back with the band Dream Loss to chat about life and everything else very shortly. Do not go anywhere. Listen to these fine messages until then.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, Canadian indie rock sensation Ecstasy, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Wit, trailblazing Argentine singer-songwriter Juana Molina, and many, many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists in the full lineup. Check out the full lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com. Repeat, sledisland.com.
Welcome, neighbor, to our neighborhood. In Our Gayborhood is a journey through the communities of BC, meeting our neighbors who work towards a world where everyone can be proud of who they are. In our first season, get to know the Tushla advocates, educators, and students who help our schools grow into spaces where everyone can belong. Just like our neighborhoods, each episode is filled with the spirit of care, the energy of activism, and the warmth of community. Join us in Our Gayborhood, premiering June 14th at the Queer Arts Festival.
Campbell Bay Music Fest is a small music festival held in a beautiful waterfront setting on Skithek, or Main Island, in British Columbia's Gulf Islands. We present emerging artists in a diverse array of genres and have a simple mission: bring musicians and music lovers together for a really, really good time. We feature multiple genres with a focus on progressive music and music rooted in folk traditions, and we always aim to have something you've never heard before. Campbell Bay Music Fest runs June 21st to 23rd, and the artist lineup includes Madeline Roger, Medusa, Pony Girl, Rozier, Talal McBriar, Ila Bamba, and many, many more. Tickets are on sale now at www.campbellbaymusicfest.com. That's CAMPBELL, campbellbaymusicfest.com.
Are you interested in being advertised on the radio? CITR radio station broadcasts across 6,000 square kilometers, which means our airwaves reach 3 million folks across the land. From Point Grey Peninsula to Fraser Valley and as far north as Gibson's and Coquitlam Mountain. To find out how you can be advertising with CITR, contact advertising@citr.ca. advertising@citr.ca. Rates start at $100. Strut your stuff and do it with CITR today.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
Perfectly honest, I just play stuff off the internet because tape is, it's fun. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. I am Ben, and I am joined in the studio by Dream Loss, who just played a fantastic set on the air. Hello. Hi.
Hi. Bonjour.
Do you want to do a quick introduction of yourselves for people out there in Radio Land?
Sure.
Hi, I'm Bill.
Yeah, I had to talk to Mike, but oh well, you know, it is what it is.
Start again.
Hi, I'm Bill.
I'm Janelle.
Hi, I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Pat.
I'm Larissa.
Thanks for coming out and playing on the program.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Can we talk a bit about how this band came to be? I know some of you for a long time, very long time, some of you.
So Bill was like making some tracks in his shed, Trash Castle, and me and Larissa saw the videos that he was posting online about them, and so me and Larissa, we lived together, and we were like, hey, let's let's ask Bill if he wants to make some music together. We've known Bill for a long time, playing shows together and stuff, and then so Bill got Pat involved, and then I got Karen involved.
I had an ad on Craigslist.
Drummer seeks band.
Yeah. Karen was the drummer in Anybody's. So
which is a band you're in, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The rest is history.
Yeah. Right. So we've been playing for what, almost 2 years now?
10 years.
Yeah. 10 years, yeah. Finally debuting our music.
Yes.
The genre or this the music come from or the style, or is it organic, or how did that came about? Who has?
Oh.
It's always a tricky question. I don't know if you know.
I don't know. So Bill had some songs together that he'd been working on by himself, and that kind of shaped the voicings of it all.
I feel like we got the vibe of it, and then we sort of just went from there.
Yeah, and it took a bit, and now it's finally like, oh, okay, we know like this is the direction.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's mostly like we jam in the shed a little bit and come up with it together. Yeah. Sometimes like I'll come up with stuff and bring it, but
were some of the songs reworkings from the video or the music you heard earlier, or is it all or mostly new or just a mix of?
I think 13 Moons came from one. Mm-hmm. Like I have an early version of that, but most of them I think were all born in the space.
Yeah, I guess so. Weird.
And what's the whose idea is it for the band, the name of the band, Dream Loss?
That'd be Bill.
Yeah. Is there any significance to it, or?
I don't know. Just kind of like. Yeah. No, it's just kind of, we were struggling to find a name or like settle on something. It kind of like popped into my head. I wrote it down, and it looked cool on paper.
Right.
And then, kind of like started looking into it a bit more, and it turns out it's a group or album title, and a few
like
other things.
Right?
But yeah, that,
like
that grouper. That fits.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
Yeah, trying to come up with names for bands is always...
It's rough.
It's always...
I have a whole list in my phone.
Oh, really? Do you really?
Yeah. They're not good.
Can you see a couple right now?
Yeah, can you just... Well,
oh, look at that. I don't have my phone. Oh.
We had a whole spreadsheet going with about 50 names on it.
Yeah.
Then we just had to pick one out of the hat.
What, everyone like, had to rank them.
Yeah, as
a whole thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it like an open vote or maybe like a secret ballot?
Well, in the end, it was a veto in the end. So.
Well, it was so hard to find one, you know? Like, we would be like, oh, we really like this. And then we would look it up on, like, Bandcamp. And then, of course, like, some dude that put out one album during the pandemic had it. That was it. You know, and just all these wasted band names.
Self-released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Not that ours isn't self-released, but, you know.
And you talk about it's on Thankless. Mm-hmm.
And I was mentioning you have a new record out, and you played a lot of shows recently.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a bit about the record that just came out?
Yeah, they're songs that we've been playing for a long time.
Yeah,
so we're happy to move on.
Yeah,
we recorded it all in Bill's shed.
Yeah,
we recorded it all in Bill's shed.
Yeah. And that was like a while ago, or is it just recently?
Yeah, like
last fall.
Yeah.
Last fall. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, and then it's going to a lower ground mixing session.
Right.
Mixing hell. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually forgot that we were going to record the day that we recorded the drum tracks, but I was ready.
Yeah. Killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anticipation is just really bad for me, so that worked out.
That's probably better sometimes.
One take Johnny over here.
Yeah, one take Tony.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that why you swim before every show?
I am learning how to swim right now. I just came from Templeton Pool.
Oh, nice. Ditch. I took swimming lessons. I talked about this before. Like, I took swimming lessons when I was a little kid, but I kind of realized I probably really don't, because I don't really swim after that. So it would have been, like when I was 10 or something. I can swim from like a little bit. So I don't know. Like, I don't really, if you drop me in the water, I feel like
you need to come with us to Jericho this summer.
Yeah. We'll all go together.
Yeah. Yeah. All I can think of right now is that Jesus Lizard song.
What is it?
I can't swim.
And what are they teaching? Because they never taught me how to, float in place, the tread water.
Oh, yeah, we're doing it all right now. We're learning how to tread water. We're doing back float. We're doing front float. We're going through the water. I couldn't get my front float together today to save my life.
Dang, that's a good bend name for
but
float.
The back was good.
What's front float? Just you're floating on the...
You're like supposed to stick your butt up in the air, but you're like your face is in the water.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How is that like useful? Like, what, are you playing dead in the water or what? Like your face is in the water.
I front float in the ocean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
You gotta do both. So we recorded this in fall.
And do you think the music? Has it kind of changed a bit from the live set since the recording, or is it,
I think it's changed a little bit. Like, our songs have progressed a bit. They're a bit more, like, there's more parts to them now, I feel.
I think you get comfortable, and then you just start trying weird things, and sometimes it doesn't work, but sometimes it works.
We got two new songs we're playing now.
Yeah.
So.
And then we're going to just be writing for the next couple months, and...
I feel like they're a bit poppier than any of us thought they would be.
Yeah. Like our little college nostalgia song.
Yeah, I think they started out like a more sort of alternative-y, like sludgy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We were sort of like, alternative. Yeah.
We can bring that back.
Yeah, and we are bringing it back.
You think there's a particular reason why it's going?
Because we're all just moody people.
Yeah. This is just everyone's happier.
I wanted this band to be like a cross between the Cranberries and the Cure. And, we're kind of getting there. We need equal parts light and dark. And
So you're saying that you're taking some time to write songs for this little bit? Or just?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do all summer, I think.
Yeah. Larissa is on some bed rest for a number of weeks here. So
we'll be.
Yeah.
And how often do you get together to write, or is it just one of those things where you all do separately and text someone with an idea?
We jam once a week and just like get together and work it out.
Yeah, and just work it out. Okay.
Sometimes I'll play bass at home a little bit and maybe come with some parts and bring them, but not that often. But we practice once a week. So.
Yeah. And there's like no deadline. You just let it go. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you know.
We got day jobs.
Don't want one.
No.
So no shows for a while then, or probably.
Yeah, we don't have anything on the books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vacation.
Band over.
Yeah. Like I said, I feel like you played like 4 shows in the last month or something.
Yeah, we got to go into hiding for a while.
Our album came out, so we had to do the Vancouver tour.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We're slowly going west.
Yeah.
Yes. Green Auto to Toledo to UBC.
Yeah. Yeah, it's perfect.
Next up, Dunbar.
Yeah.
Jericho.
Dunbar Lumber?
We'll just play on the wreck beach next.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there still a theater up Dunbar?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's play it.
That's really nice.
They're like new. Yeah, there's like, there's some new venues on this side of town. Like in Kits. What's that place called? The ship.
The ship.
They have Mexican food.
Mm-hmm. I think Dave Prowse is like.
The Painted Ship. Ship, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, the Hollywood Theater.
Still never been.
Oh, it's nice.
Sign us up. Fancy. I've been there. Yeah. It was really nice.
I went disco dancing there.
Ooh.
It was a really fun time.
It's kind of a good setup because they got like, well, I don't know what happened with Disco Dancing, but they have seats on the front. And then it's the elevated level where like some tables and stuff. So if the sight lines are pretty good. Because if you're at the front, if there's like a big crowd in the front, you can just go up a bit and you can actually see the band. Except it just, it's kind of far from me in this side.
Mm-hmm. Is it kind of like Commodore then?
It's much smaller. Oh, yeah. It's like a small, I don't know, it's smaller than...
Smaller than the
Rickshaw.
Yeah. So it's like pretty the Rio?
Maybe even about that size, maybe. Hmm. It's close, very close. It's hard to tell. Yeah, it's not that big.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you know what? That's one of these.
We can fill it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Does the Pit Pub still open?
it's only, I mean, that's actually a good question because I think it's open on certain nights. So Pit Night, it's open on Wednesdays and some at night, it's open on the weekends, I think.
I was asking Janelle when we came if there's like cafeterias here still or does everyone just eat at Brown's Social Club?
There's a bunch of, there's cafeteria for the, in the dorms and,
but
you can still go.
Yeah.
They don't want them hanging around.
Yeah. Mm-mm. There is, on Thursday, Kerner's Pub does shows a lot of the time. So there's a lot of bands. Yeah, there's bands playing on Thursday nights. Not during...
Thursday.
Yeah, I know. So it's
our third Thursday in a row.
Yeah. Thursday is the new Friday I guess. But it's always been a busy time for Thursday. You are listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. I am in the studio with the band Dream Loss. And now maybe we'll play a little... game that we do. I'm trying to figure out which one to play, but I haven't really.
Was it what kind of bird would you be if you were a bird?
Yeah. I think last time we did something like that, but I think we're just going to do the good old fashioned. I've been trying to come up with new games and it hasn't really worked. I think Larissa, last time you were trying to do the choose your adventure thing, that was a bit too complicated.
Didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, that was too complicated. Radio's kind of hard, but this is, I think we might have.
You make it look real easy, Ben.
Yeah. It's. This is, we listen to a little tune, and then we'll come back with this little game.
What would you rather do? Would you rather, would you rather, would you rather?
What's that?
He found the list.
Oh, actually, why don't we do that first? Can you, maybe come up with a...
Is there any real good...
Or really bad
here,
ones?
Here, you just look through the list.
Okay.
There's about 100.
So we'll start with Richard Rather, band name. Yeah, I want to...
Is it all porn?
What?
Porn. I'm just joking. Jeez. Nothing good.
No, they're bad.
Oh. There's some funny ones.
That's the point.
Okay, we're waiting.
Just pick one. Are we on the air?
Yep.
I thought we were going to play a song.
It
was a really short song.
It's a little short.
It's a bumper.
Would you rather?
Oh, I heard. Oh, I get it.
My Landa, I had no idea.
I'm just reading it in my mind.
It's on there.
Oh, my God.
There was a couple that I liked. I like... Chain Pain.
Whoa.
Hefty Fruit.
That's my favorite one.
That's what I call my tits.
Like Cormorant. That's Karen's animal. Yeah. Cormorant. Front End Loader.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's kind of like Front End Floater.
That was going to be my Cosmic Country.
Pure Piss. I don't know if I can say that on the radio, but I just did.
Yep. See, this could all be porn names.
No, those are good. I mean, they were interesting.
The one we really liked was Secret Family, but it was taken.
From
some did.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. Would you rather have any of you played this on the show? I don't remember, but you played it at home at some point or when you were, kids. A bunch of cards, and maybe one of you can switch us. So some of them has multiple. Would you rather question? Just pick one you like and maybe ask the rest of the band and come with the answer. Who wants to start?
All right.
Just read it.
Maybe just for
I'm
everyone.
Just trying to decide how I should be wearing my glasses. Oh. Okay. Would you rather have eyeballs the size of golf balls or teeth the size of computer keys? I think this is not a great question. I didn't see that. I was trying to read them first, but I didn't get a chance to. But that one's like got too much physical stuff. That's weird. Okay. Would you rather have someone snoop through your closet or snoop through your computer files?
Closet.
Okay. It's Janelle says closet.
Yeah.
big shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are really tame.
Yeah. I don't really use a computer, so.
There you go.
Closet.
These are very weird. Let's see. A lot of these are weirdly physical.
It's an old deck.
Yep.
Of like.
It's dated. Would you rather be known as the most passionate person in the world or the most generous?
Generous.
You know that, Janelle, yeah. She's really passionate.
Passionate mean, about what?
Well, yeah, like, exactly. Like you're a great lover. Yeah. And a generous lover.
Yeah, you can be passionate and generous at the same time.
But, well, okay.
I'm doing terrible at it. Someone want to read it?
You're doing great.
Okay.
But the problem also with that is if you're known as like the most passionate, the most generous, I feel like that's kind of bad because if you're not passionate enough for someone, they're like, hey, how come I'm not getting any of that passion or generosity?
Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
So, yeah, I'm passionate.
This you're one's really passionate. Weirdly dark. Oh. Here's another weird physical one to give you an idea of what these are like. Would you rather run 1 mile with a cracked shin bone or do 50 sit-ups on a hard floor with a cracked tailbone?
God.
I'm going to assume that I have a split shin because I'm running from something like I just got hit by a car or something and somebody's chasing me. So I'm going to go with that one because I don't want to do whatever the exercise was. I already forgot.
Sit-ups.
Yeah, screw that.
That sounds like double pain, right?
Yeah, I'd rather be moving than stay in one place.
Yeah, because then you can use your other leg to run too, right?
Just be hopping.
As a child, I got kicked in the shins all the time, so I'm fine.
You survived.
Yeah, by a friend. But anyways, okay. Stop.
Well, if you the white deck is for the kid. There's a kids one in there too.
Oh. This one's pretty good actually. Oh, the red I think one, we sorry. Can all answer this one. Would you rather never eat at a restaurant again, or never be able to eat your 10 favorite dishes again?
Oh fuck.
Yeah, that's hard, right?
Restaurant.
Yeah. Never eat at a restaurant again?
So restaurant. Kills it on the in the oven.
My 10 favorite meals are at a restaurant.
Well, exactly. Yeah. That's but yeah, so you'd have
to. You can't make it at home.
You'd
either.
Have to like eat at a restaurant. You can eat at restaurants, but you can't have the 10 good things. Yeah. But there's probably lots of other good things out there. So
there's millions of
restaurants.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy to not go to restaurants. So
But can you do takeout or delivery?
Yeah.
Because that might be a loophole. That might be a loophole. Just
these are disgusting.
There's the red ones is the kids ones.
The red ones are the. I was looking at the white ones and I was like, these are weird. Would you rather go to space and find out aliens are all descendants of historical figure? I can't fill in these blanks on the spot.
Oh, there's blanks in them? What?
Okay.
I didn't know there were blanks.
Would you? No, these are. I give up.
All right. Maybe.
I'd rather not play the game.
I'd rather all right. not.
All right. Good. Oh, well, that's it for Would You Rather. Thanks.
We tried.
Yeah. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I am in the studio. Some of those are just stuff I got on the internet. Which one is that one really?
This is awful. This one says, would you rather eat with your butthole or poop with your mouth?
Eat with my butthole. 100%.
100%. What if we all pooped with our mouth and it was just normal?
Yeah.
Is that the alien planet we're talking about?
I saw human centipede and human centipede 2 and I'm never getting those 4 hours back.
But why did you see this? Which one did you see first? So you saw the first, but then you still watched the second
one? Funny story about the first one. My friend's mom rented it for us. We were in our 30s.
We're talking about human centipede
from Black
here.
Dog. She went and got it.
But then you still watch the second one if you didn't like the first one.
Yeah, I don't know why I watched the second one. It wasn't nearly as good.
And then I got high.
So you have recording coming up next, or well, writing songs coming up next, and then so we'll see you again in the fall,
maybe in the fall. Maybe a tour.
Yeah, yeah, maybe a tour with your new pop songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With your new, yeah. And, yeah, anything else you want to add?
Not really.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make a music video at some point.
Ooh, yeah.
Hmm. Maybe that could be our summer project.
Mm-hmm. I want there to be swimming in it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Do you have any ideas for music videos or
swimming?
Swimmings.
Wasn't there some synchronized swimming action? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if there's any synchronized swimmers out there, empty reach out.
Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about filming underwater? You probably need special.
Mm-hmm. Maybe to buy some more stuff from Amazon. Yeah.
I wonder if you can just put. If you just use an iPhone or whatever, isn't that supposed to be waterproof?
Right. Yeah. Put it in a Ziploc.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like one of those. Yeah, like those Ziploc things that people bring to the. Right. Yeah.
Just use my work phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can do it from the top. Or if you synchronize swimming, you probably just be on the diving board. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All good ideas. Is there a particular song that you're thinking for a music video? Is it one that works well?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh, Mammoth might work good underwater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How come? Just
because it's swirly and just ooh. Yeah. You know, it's underwater.
Perfect. And how do people get a hold of you if they want to listen to your music or
604-649.
Is that your work number?
Yeah.
We're in Bandcamp.
And Spotify.
And all those good Apple things.
And it's streamlossband.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
That makes me wonder. Great. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was going to change the topic. Made me wonder if Jay has ever gotten any phone calls from.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
I think so.
Awesome.
I think so. Yeah. Because,
we'll
have
to ask.
I think I heard Jessica say.
Yeah. That yeah. Because Jay. Let's Jay,
just give her phone number.
Yeah. Because Jay, one of his songs, he gave out his phone number.
Yeah.
It's like a chorus line, too.
Yeah.
In the past, we have people that did give out, the number, and I don't know if it's... Who calls people anyways?
Yeah, no. People aren't too embarrassed to call people mm-hmm. these days, so...
Usually, might send a weird text.
Yeah. Like, if my phone ever rings, it's either, my parents or, car service. Yeah, like some, like, my dentist or something, right?
Right.
So, we don't even... we usually take calls here. I mean, we sort of do, right. But I don't... It's hard to work the boards.
I used to call Hans Kloss Misery Hour in the middle of the night all the time.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, on Thursday night, there used to be someone who called like every night and talked to like every single show. So everyone knows him. So everyone who does their Thursday shift would know this person. Hmm. But
I think people still phone a lot to co-op radio. Mm-hmm. Like when we used to go into the studio to do our show, Girls Rock Camp Radio. People would phone there all the time, and we're like, "How do we do this phone thing?"
Yeah. Yeah. We knew how to answer it.
Well, so in the old studio, we have actual telephone. It's a lot easier. Like, there's a little button that you press. It says, "Go to the phone." This one, honestly, I'm half the time. I was like, "How do you get to the phone again?" That's a problem because the board is confusing. And yeah, anyways, that's why. If you've been calling the show and I don't answer, it's probably because I accidentally put you somewhere else. And dropped you. And don't call now, please.
Sorry, I did cut off Bill with the info about how to reach us.
Oh.
Yeah, how do we contact us?
dreamlossband@gmail.com.
Oh, okay,
and
nice.
There's also dreamloss with 3 S's on Instagram.
Right.
That's correct. We should get a landline.
Tap into the...
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we should get a landline.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Just set it up in the trash cafe.
Yeah, where would...
No, you've reached Dream Loss,
Heart Loss.
Yeah, get one of those tape, like those cassette answering machines, and then you can maybe use some of the messages as
the call.
Like they might be giants with their like dial a song.
Oh, yeah.
We could set up a live TikTok feed.
Please pass the meat, please.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank tonight. You.
It's been
thanks,
a fun Ben. Time. And if you want to listen to the live performance, you can go to citr.ca and do a search for Dream Loss. It should come out on the front page if you tune in. Or go to the website tomorrow. You can go to radiohell.ca. There should be a click for podcasts. There's many ways to get to CITR and podcast program. So go through that.
Thanks to Jay for doing sound.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jay, for sound support. Sounded great tonight. Coming up at 11 o'clock on CITR is Copy and Paste. Next week, not sure what we're doing. We don't have a band next week. We might be doing a Music Waste interview thing since Music Waste is coming up. So
Two of my bands are playing at Music Waste.
Do you know what? Do you have the schedule yet?
Yeah, we're playing on Thursday. Roach is playing on Thursday. And Friday, I'm playing with Rainbow's End. I think that's at Green Auto.
Nice.
With the Polygos.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Sweet. Music Waste. Tons of fun. One of the best events of the year. You can get passes at musicwaste.ca. I bought one and I think they're going to mail it to me. You can pick it up at record stores too.
Mm, Red Cap.
Yeah. So Music Waste, good times. Dream Loss, good times. Jay, awesome time. Coming up next is Copy and Paste. Stay tuned.
Free Palestine.